Mr. Peters.
Yep, thanks.
You get a pretty weird function then, don't you?
Let's start with A being between 0 and...
1/2
You get a negative function.
Do you?
That is the same range as A.
Sometimes you get a negative, and other times you get a positive, right? If you take a square, the function becomes positive. So this becomes very erratic, and we won't write it now. Okay? And if we take a more negative than 1, a more negative base, it's going to become even more erratic. So for right now, we will not define this. We will satisfy ourselves with positive bases. Okay? So let's see what else we can find out about positive
bases.
What's your problem?
Very Christians. Come on.
What's wrong with that guy?
It's making you think.
Okay. Turn to your textbooks. The page.
It says the Christian school.
Right. It is Christian.
Hey, Lauren, she knows what I asked.
The page number 122. And we will stick to positive bases here. Let's do a few problems for today to get ourselves accustomed to the old system of working with exponents, and then we'll go on tomorrow. We didn't have 10 minutes to work on. Start with number 1 to 1, 3, 5, 7. No, 2 6 instead of 7.
Now you make me get out my eraser.
But leave out number C on 6. No, you can leave them all. Number C and number 8. So do 1, 3, 5, 6.
And in these, do the multiples of 4.
And 12.
6 and 12?
Yes, 1, 3, 5, 6, and 12.
Multiples of 4. Okay.
Well, that means we have to do 12.
Multiples of 17. Multiples of 17.